Good morning and welcome to another edition of the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. And we have a very distinguished group of inductees for this year's class into the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame, including my guest this morning, Mr. Bill Morgan. Bill, it's good to have you here.
Jim, it's good to be here.
Well, first of all, congratulations to you. Well,
thank you, sir. That was a surprise, but certainly I appreciate that and more than you may know.
Certainly well-deserved. Bill Morgan is a gentleman that has had a distinguished career in business, in the military, general in the Air Force, and has really given back to the community in so many ways and has a very fond place in his heart for athletics. You have really tried to support students in Marshall County down through the years, student-athletes in Marshall County, and I think it's certainly well-deserved.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Yes, it's always been, I've always been involved in athletics. A lot of folks don't know this, but my father, Hatler Morgan, who taught school at Benton and was principal and later was at the Bank of Marshall County, when I was born in Puryear, Tennessee in 1929 and lived there, and he coached the Puryear High School basketball team. Most people didn't know he was a basketball coach at one time. So I started going to basketball games before I can remember. And so when we moved back to Benton, which is the hometown of my mother, Virginia Brandon Morgan, before I started school, we would go to the high school, the old high school, and of course he'd either sell tickets or take up tickets for the ball game. So we were always first ones there, and I got to turn the lights on. And back then, being a teacher, he later was principal. He taught four classes, kept two study halls. Plus, you take up tickets at the ball games. He did all those things, see. And so I was always, from the time I can remember, I've been involved in particularly basketball. And, of course, baseball has always been a favorite sport of mine as well. I like all sports. You name it, I follow all sports. I played golf this morning, had a great time playing golf this morning. But that's just been a part of my life, and I've always thought, and I still do, that an active person, one involved, it doesn't have to be particularly a sport, but a person to be successful in life, and certainly academics is a requirement, and one to develop one's spiritual soul, that the soul is a requirement, but the body also is important. So without the body, it's pretty difficult to have an attitude or be in a disposition to excel in academics or to develop the spiritual part of one's life. So I think you have to have all three, that composite, in order to make the kind of individual be successful in life. And I've always supported that, not only here, but when I was in the military, I spent 10 years with the Air Force Academy, and I saw there what athletics and what being involved in activity, physical activity, and nurturing the body and developing the body. I saw there what it does. I also went through that when I went through aviation cadets, so I was aware of what they were doing as well. So I've always been very positive toward athletics, and I will continue to be so as long as I live.
Mr. Bill Morgan is our guest this morning, a longtime supporter of Marshall County Athletics, and is going to be recognized for this effort down through the years by being inducted into the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame coming up on August the 25th. Bill, you talked a little bit about your early life and how you were around athletics from a very young age with your father. Talk about the time when you were here in Benton High School and you got to be around Coach Fizer, who is another inductee this year.
Yes, Coach Ernest Fizer. He came to Benton probably. He had coached at Calvert City in the 30s, mid-30s, when Herb Hurley and a number of people played basketball for him there. And he took that team, the Calvert City Wildcats, to the state tournament twice. And then he came to Benton, and I think he came there in probably about 1941. Matt Sparkman was a coach, and Matt was a super, super person, good friend. He loved children and young people, and he was a good coach, but he left and went to Paintsville and later became the dean of students over Murray State and was probably the most popular dean they ever had over there. But Ernest Fizer came in about 1941. And then I was in the eighth grade, and his team, 43 team, He took them, that Benton team, to the state tournament. In 1943, during that time, the World War II was going on. So Benton had lost two games that year before they got into tournament play under Coach Fizer. We got beat at Brewers in their little gym. They played in our small gym, and we beat them at Benton back when we played. And I remember those games, and the out of bounds at that time was the people. Mm-hmm. People were standing up in the corners, and it'd be up 5 feet in the corners. That was out of bounds. The ball touched people. Well, we beat them here and in the regular season, and then we had a county tournament back then. And Brewers won the county tournament, but we won the district tournament, so that put us in the regional. And then we won the regional and went on to the sectional. They had a sectional tournament, four sections in Kentucky because of the war to reduce gas mileage and so people and allow people to get to the games. And Benton ended up, the Benton Indians ended up in the Final Four and had a superior, probably they had the best ball team in the state. They, three or four of them got sick. I remember Smith Dunn, who was the only junior on the team. I think he had a temp fever of 103 at the time. But that team included Joe Holland. And I was really pleased last year that we could bring Joe Holland and induct him into the Marshall County Hall of Fame, because he went on to play with Coach Rupp, mm-hmm. at UK for 4 years, all Southeastern Conference. They won a national championship. Then he was selected as an alternate on the Olympic team, and then later he played professional ball for the Indianapolis Olympians, which was a NBA team. And Joe, when I called him and told him that he had been selected, he lived in West Virginia, and Joe, his son, played for UK too. It was Mr. Basketball in West Virginia, incidentally. He said, if I can get there, I'll be there, and I'm going to see if I can't get Joy to get me there. And he got here, and in the wheelchair, and he went around and saw the new gym, saw our new facility, and he was so pleased to be here. He grew up out on Walnut Street out here, not far from where I live now. I knew him all my life, and that the Holland family, the great, great family, and Charlie, his brother, played some ball, played ball at Benton, later played, he was a tennis player at UK. But Joe got here, and now, since that time, though, he's died. But I'm so glad that we got Joe Holland. And he was probably the number one basketball player, one of the top basketball players that Coach Fizer ever coached. Of course, we had Herb Hurley, who made Little All-American, played at Calvert City for him. But the thing about Coach Fizer was he played the 3-2 zone. And I was a manager of the basketball team. People say, what did Bill Morgan play? Well, Bill Morgan didn't play much anything. I did play a little baseball, but I wasn't good at that. And I certainly didn't play. I tried to play basketball, but I was too slow and short at that time to play basketball. So the next best thing I did is identify myself with that ball team. And Coach Fizer gave me so many different responsibilities. And in fact, a lot of people don't know, and a lot of players didn't know. But back then, the B team played the second game. And during practice each week, it got to be where he'd let me. I prepared the lineup for the B team games. The players didn't know that, but he'd tell me who I thought would be playing. So I was actually a little bit of a coach then. Nobody knew it.
Yeah.
Some of those guys still don't know it, that I started them or they didn't start, because they thought Coach Fizer was. But anyhow, he gave me so much responsibility and opportunities, and that 3-2 zone in those little gyms, he was way ahead of his time, just like McCoy Terry was way ahead of his time at Brewers. And they were both, at that time, we were competing against each other, and McCoy with his offense and man-to-man defense, and you never let anybody rub anybody off, you better not, Snow McCoy. But Fizer had that 3-2 zone, and it worked. I can still see it. I can still see that 3-2 zone working in those small gyms. We won lots and lots of ball games we shouldn't have won during that time, but we really had a great ball team in 1943, the team that went to state tournament. We ended up in the Final Four there.
Visiting this morning with Mr. Bill Morgan. Bill is going to be inducted into the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame for his contributions to Marshall County athletics down through the years in so many different ways, with his time, with his support financially, and in many ways. But Bill, talk about when you talk about serving as a manager with Coach Fizer. Talk about where your life took you when you got out of Benton High School.
After I left, when I graduated from high school in Benton, I attended Freed-Hardeman University the first year, and then I transferred to Murray, went to summer school, and graduated Murray in 3 years. I was in college 3 years, and the Korean War came along. A lot of people have asked me, why did you go through college in 3 years? Today, most people take five, and young people, I said, well, if Hatton or Morgan had been your dad, you'd go to summer school, too. Summer school is a lot easier than working on that farm all day long, every day. Mm-hmm. That was that part of it. But anyhow, the Korean War came along, and my plans were to teach. I was going to teach business. They called it commerce back then, as a commerce major, but I got an area in business, and I planned to teach and coach. That was what my plans were. I planned to coach basketball. I took all the coaching classes you could get, and officiating with Harlan Hodges over at Murray State, officiated games over there, practice games, and I really intended to go that route, but I just missed World War II, and the draft was coming along, and so I decided, I'd always thought I wanted to fly, but I'd never been in an airplane. J.D. Peterson, lots of people listening probably, some of the older folks will remember J.D. back in the 30s and 40s, and he had a plane here, and he'd get up over town, do all kind of acrobatics and spin around. He lived just a block from us, and he'd come across our house often. He wouldn't be 10 feet above the house, and his mother lived just a block away, and I often thought I wanted to fly a plane like J.D., but I never thought I would. But the Korean War came along, so I said, well, so I went and applied for aviation cadets, and I was accepted, and I passed the physical and went into cadets, and well, I had to go ahead and enlist as a private because I couldn't be deferred long enough to get in cadets. There was a waiting list, so I went to Lackland Air Force Base, went through basic training, and from there up to Shepherd Air Force Base for aircraft engine mechanic training. And then halfway through that course, got called in cadets and went to Bartow, Florida, and went through basic cadets, and then later out in Reese Air Force Base, Lubbock, Texas, in advanced pilot training. And ended up here, I'm doing something that I thought as a boy I wanted to do. And the first time I ever got an airplane was at Bartow Air Base in Florida, my first flight as a cadet. And I'll never forget, I oughtn't to tell this, but you'd think, how could anybody be that stupid and be in flying? But I'll never forget the first flight in that T-6 Texan. And if you could fly that, you could fly anything. And that's what we had to learn, to solo one. In 20 hours, we were up solo one, spinning, and having to spin. They taught us to spin it before we came in to gain confidence. And the instructor took off and he said, listen for the horn. I said, horn? I didn't know airplanes had a horn. So he had explained to me that when they reduced the power and you come in and land, the gear wasn't down, the horn came on, you know. Yeah. But anyhow, I went on and had a very successful career in the Air Force and became a command pilot. Flew for 16 years and flew a lot of different aircraft, mostly multi-engine and the large aircraft, military airlift command, and flew all over the world. And something I really enjoyed was geography. Athletics and geography were always my two favorites, and so I was getting paid to do the thing, getting paid to do the thing I like to do most, really. Yeah. So it was a good career, career for me.
Eventually gaining the rank of general in the Air Force. You said 16 years total. Is that
rated time when I was rated as a flying. That was when I was flying. In the military and Air Force, you're either rated, and of course, if you're a pilot, later on you have a desk job. Mm-hmm. And so later I spent time in the Air Force Reserve, and then I spent time in the Air National Guard during the Vietnam War, and then went back in the Air Force Reserve, spent about 10 years with the Air Force Academy, and then the Air Training Command. I had 35 years total.
Bill, you mentioned your time at Freed-Hardeman and at Murray State. I know you've been very active in assisting those institutions down through the years. And so it's not just Marshall County that you've played a role in enhancing and developing. It's been a lifelong, ambition of yours to help your alma maters as far as your college days.
Yes. My wife, Irene, whom I met, she was working for the Army in Frankfurt, Germany. I was flying out of France, stationed near Paris. And we met and were married in Europe, and never dreamed that we would end up back here doing the things we've done, and never thought that I'd meet a lady from Texas and fall in love and get married just outside Paris, France, before we came back and didn't know each other's families. So life has been kind of an exciting one for me. I've had so many good experiences. But back to Fried Hartman, my family has been involved with Fried Hartman. My grandfather taught there back in the 20s with Fried and Hartman, both from whom the school is known. My grandmother was the first matron of the first girls' dorm there. My dad lived as a boy. He lived in that dorm, the girls' dorm. So our family's been affiliated, and then my dad served on the board of trustees there for 25 or 30 years, and then I've been serving since 1992, on the board of trustees, and still on that board, and sir, I had the honor of being board chairman for four years. But and Fried Hartman was good to me, and while I was on the board there, I was before I became chairman, I was chairman of the athletic committee at Fried Hartman, and I decided and thought we needed to get a booster organization there similar to what we're doing here now, or the Racer Club over at Murray. So we organized the Sports Athletic Council. And every spring we have a fundraiser. And last year it was George, running back George from the Titans was there. We've had Bailey Howell there. We've had Gene Stallings there. We've had Ozzie Smith there. We've had the announcer for the Cardinals, Elder Roboski there. Yeah. So we brought in some pretty good people every spring, and that is a fundraiser. So I've been pleased that has been a success. And then later at Murray State, decided to establish a foundation over there. And so I was had the opportunity to be a part of that, the regional group, and we founded a foundation over there. That foundation does not exist anymore. It became because of NCAA compliance and regulations. It's now known as the Racer Club, but we started the foundation there. From that, I got the idea then, why couldn't a public high school have a foundation? I'd been through that experience down at Fried Hartman. I'd been through the experience at Murray, and we'd established them in both places. And so I called Bill Butler one day, and I said, you know, Steve Woodward, Steve had just become athletic director out there. And he said, yeah, I know him. I said, I'd like to meet him. I haven't met him yet. Why can't he get us to lunch together? I said, I want to bring two people over and meet with Steve, and you're president of the Chamber of Commerce and Economic Development, and if you set that up. So he did it to the Antlers, I guess it was called then. It's now Cactus Jack. So we went over there one day at lunch, and I brought James Butts, who was chairman of the board at Murray at that time, and also president of the foundation, the Racer Foundation, and E.W. Dennison, who was athletic director, and I asked him if they'd come and meet with us. So we five met out there and presented, and I told him, I said, what I want you to do is back me up on this and provide this information about a foundation, and let's talk about starting a Marshall County High School Athletic Foundation. So they came and brought material, and we took that material and took it and ran with it, and now we have the Marshall County Athletic Foundation, which I'm very proud of, and which you've been a tremendous help. In fact, without you, Jeff, we wouldn't be where we are. You have served that foundation so, so well. You were president of it for a while. Dennis Smith is president now, and Dennis is it's one of the best organizations as far as the makeup, the composition of a board of any board I've ever been a member of. Good people. In fact, they need to be recognized for all the work they do and all the meetings they attend and involved in. And as a result, it's been successful. But that success has been because we had good people working, not because of me, but because of you and the WCBL here and Jim and all these folks that are on that board, Barney Threet, and all these folks that work so diligently to make that a success, and it is a success. And it was your initiative. You talked about a Hall of Fame, and so out of that foundation, the foundation then is, of course, the organization that's supporting it, but it's promoting then this Hall of Fame. And you've spoken many, many times about having a Hall of Fame and a Hall of Fame room, and we do need that in Marshall County, along with a weight room, and we're working on that. And one of these days, we're going to get it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for those kind words, Bill. But it was your vision to get this athletic foundation off the ground, and we would not be here without Bill Morgan's vision and without his support and with his help over the years. And I know I've been very proud. You talked about Joe Holland and how nice that was to bring him back.
Let me talk a little about Joe Holland. Let me talk about his dad. His father, Bernie Holland, was a pretty good athlete himself. And all that Holland family were good athletes, and they were always great supporters. And Bernie's brother, Homer, used to never miss a basketball game. He always came with his overalls and suspenders and sat down near the scorer's table until he died. He was there at every game, and Bernie never missed a ball game or a football game, Joe's father. And even, I understand, the day he died, the next day, that night, he listened to Marshall County basketball game on the radio. He always listened when he couldn't come. But Bernie Holland, when we built the new football stadium, there's more than basketball. Football, there's a lot of different sports, and we've been successful. And we have such a nice campus out there and such a great facility. The one thing we're lacking is that fitness center, and we'll get it one of these days. But Bernie, there was a request from the Booster Club, Football Booster Club, which I was a member of at the time, to come out and help spread that big rock underneath the stadium seats. And so I got my son Brandon. We went out there one Saturday morning. It was hot. It was like yesterday, really hot. And we brought some rakes and shovels and got there, and we're the only two there. Looked under there. This rock was so big you couldn't rake. Well, it wasn't long. I looked down to the other end, and here's Bernie Holland. He's got this. He's an older gentleman, way past his prime. He was there, and he had this little rake. It's a worn-out rake, and it had five or six prongs on the rake. And he is down there raking the rock one at a time. And I looked at Brandon. I said, we were about ready to leave and come home. I said, if he could. So we stayed there, and then wasn't too long. I think Marty Johnson and Kurt showed up, and the five of us, fine. We got that done. And it wasn't long after that, Burnett died. And I just felt like he needed to be remembered. He's a guy that needs to be in the Hall of Fame more than I need to be in the Hall of Fame, and deserved being there more, because he's such a great supporter, was such a great supporter of athletics. And so I decided that we needed to honor him. And we started, I went around to civic clubs and got them involved, and got some people involved, and we established the Bernard Holland Scholarship. And that's the first scholarship for athletics at Marshall County. And it's still been to a couple of scholarships to a young lady and a young man each year. Athlete out there is still being awarded every year because of the Bernie Scholarship. But just to see him down there and that kind of motivation he had and that kind of interest and love he had for athletics inspired me, and still does. It inspired lots of people that he came in contact with. And that's the Joe Holland family, the Charlie Ham. That's the Holland family.
Mr. Bill Morgan is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, enjoying our time visiting with him. We will come back with more in just a moment. Back on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, enjoying our visit with Mr. Bill Morgan this morning. Bill will be inducted into the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame for his contributions to Marshall County athletics. Bill, you were talking about the Joe Holland family, and I know one thing that I've been very happy about is the fact that we were able to recognize, and unfortunately some of these people the past couple of years that have been recognized, I'm thinking of Joe Holland and Joe Dan Gold and Charlie Lampley, unfortunately we've lost them in the recent history. But I'm so thankful that we were able to honor them and bring them back and have them receive that honor before they passed away.
Oh, yes, that was Charlie Lampley. He was one of my peers. He graduated at Sharp the same year I graduated at Benton. I watched him play ball at Murray State. He was a great athlete, great high school ball player, coach, and won the state championship and with North Marshall, and just a friend, too, and a good man. And then Joe Dan Gold, of course, his story is... you could make a movie out of that story. When he and Babe McCarthy, he was captain of the Mississippi State team that slipped out of Oxford, Mississippi, or Starkville, and to play in the NCAA because they wouldn't let Mississippi didn't intend for their boys to play against those of a different color. And Joe Dan was, of course, he was, and then he was a coach at Mississippi State, youngest coach in the SEC, I guess. And then Jim Hatfield, who used to be over at Murray, he succeeded him. I don't know, you know their name, yeah. Jim. Jim succeeded him. And Jim was a good guy, too. But, yeah, there's so much heritage there. And, I get to think about Marshall County, the culture, the athletics of Marshall County. We're so rich. I don't know of a county. I'm not sure there's a county in Kentucky that has a richer culture or history in athletics than Marshall County. Particularly in certain sports, because we've had how many state champions we had. We've had Brewers and North Marshall,
Sharp,
and Sharp. And I saw the Sharp team play. I can remember King and Jessup and Cup. I remember seeing those. I was in grade school, but I remember them. And then we had people like Joe Fawkes, who was played for the Philadelphia. I later got to know Joe after he retired back here. He'd come to the Murray State games, and I'd talk with him over at halftime. Got to know Joe pretty well, and I knew his mom did too. But we had so many great ball teams, and our history is so rich. It's replete with so many. We can't name them all here, but that's what this Hall of Fame is for, is to continue to bring to attention and to reward these people who have enriched our lives and will enrich the lives of the people of this community from now on, as long as it exists. We go back, and I like to think about going back. I can remember when we had in the district tournament, there was 16 teams, Marshall County and Callaway. We had to play more games to get a district than a team in Louisville that only had three teams, and they went to the regional, and the team only had to win two games to go to the state tournament up there. But we had eight teams, and we also had a county tournament back then, a week before the district tournament. Then we had a district tournament, and Benton had Aurora, the Aurora Blue Devils, and Birmingham Bulldogs, and Calvert City Wildcats, and the Brewers Redmond, and Sharp Green Devils, and the Gibbersfield Yellow Jackets, and the Benton Indians, and the Hardin Blue Eagles, and I can remember all those teams. I remember teams that players on all those teams, and there were so many good teams. Hardin had one of the best teams in the state in 1941. John Patty was on that team, and he was later starred at Murray. Birmingham had McCoy Terry was playing down there, and Goheens. They had a great basketball team down there. Most of the teams in Marshall County at one time or other really had excellent teams, and so our history is just replete with great athletes, and it's fun to go back, and I'm old enough I can remember these teams, and I can remember being involved and attending and watching these athletes play and being involved, and it's a joy just to stop and think about it and talk about it and meet and talk with people who remember and who also were involved with the various activities in athletics in Marshall County through our history. We were very, very blessed. And we've had some great leadership in our school systems too, like a Reed Conder and Holland Rose and before Reed. And then we've just had some really, really good people that have taken us to another level.
Yeah. Mr. Bill Morgan is our guest this morning, Bill, and one of the goals of the Marshall County Athletic Foundation is to eventually be able to help with a new training facility for Marshall County high school student athletes. Kind of talk about the future and how you see the future for Marshall County in that regard.
Well, I think our future is great. As I said a while ago, you go out and look at our campus. Oh, we have great facilities. We've got tremendous support. Who else has a support that we have in Marshall County? I know some folks down in Florida. In fact, I know one of the coaches down there now that our teams went down to Fort Walton, and he coached one of the teams down there, and I happen to know him now. I spent some time in Florida now. He's become a good friend. And he said he couldn't believe how Marshall County would turn out and come down. And the people down there still talk about the teams from Marshall County and all those people coming down there for basketball. Of course, football's so great down there for them, but basketball's coming on too. So Marshall County has a fan base that's second to none, and we have great facilities and good school system and good leadership in those systems. So we've had good leadership. The reason we've been successful is because we've had good leadership. We've had good people, good principals and superintendents and teachers and coaches. That's you can have young men and young ladies play ball, but they're not going to excel unless there's some guidance and some leadership there to provide those opportunities for them. And Marshall County leadership has provided that. And WCBL has been one of those that has helped provide that as well. You've been a great motivator.
Mr. Bill Morgan, our guest this morning, so many stories, and I've learned so much. I really enjoy when you and Barney Thwaite get started talking about some of the old teams and the old games, and that has to be a treat for you to be able to sit with Barney and some other folks and to talk about those players and those teams.
Oh yeah, I've known Barney since high school days and watched him play. And of course, we were competitive. And then in later life, Barney and I and Bob Miller and Bill Butler, we used to play golf about two or three times a week until Barney beat Barney so many times he quit playing. No, that's not true. I always accuse him of that. But he had a heel problem, so he doesn't play as much as he used to. But we've had so much fun, and we'd get to talking about the teams of old, too, when we were playing golf together and reminiscing about those old times. But Barney Thwaite he's a dear, dear friend and one of the greatest people I've known, one of the greatest athletes that's ever come out of Marshall County. And he's meant a lot to Marshall County, and he's meant a lot to the school systems and the athletic teams in which he's been involved. Let me ask you a question. You're interviewing me, so I'll ask you a question. We'll bounce this ball the other way. How many state champions have we had in Marshall County? And can you name them?
Just in basketball?
I didn't say just in basketball. State champions.
Well, team or individual?
Either.
Okay. I'm trying to throw. I know, you know, the five basketball champions, Sharp and 38, Brewers and 48 in North Marshall and 59, and of course the Lady Marshals in 82 and 84, the golf team in 2007. I know there have been some individual state champions like Adrian Diamond and track events and so forth, and I'm thinking of Brandon Walker a few years ago that won a state championship, and I know there have been others, but there have been many, many.
And the golf champion, Travis Thompson. Travis Thompson. Well, we had one other state champion that most people don't know about, but we've had another state championship. And I suspect there's not many people in this county are aware of it. But back in the 20s and 30s and 40s, debate was a big, big item in high schools. All high school teams had debate teams. I was on a debate team in Benton High School. And it was pretty competitive, very competitive, and they had a state tournament. And Hardin had a debate team. They almost won it. Ray Mofield's on their debate team and went to the finals of the debate in the state tournament. He and Eugene Rudd. But in 1928, Benton won the state debate championship. And we need to put something up for that somewhere sometime. And my grandfather, W. E. Morgan, was teaching here at Benton at that time. He'd moved up from Tennessee to teach here and preach here. He was preaching for the Benton Church of Christ. And that's when my dad moved here and met my mother. And he was the debate coach. My Uncle Paul was on that team. And Ben Cooper, who's a lawyer in that, was later a lawyer in Ashland. And I think a fellow by the name of Carnes. I can't remember the other name. But they were the state champions in 1928, and that very few people are aware of that. But we have another state champion.
Yeah.
And it was treated like almost like athletics is today. There was a lot of interest in it back then.
Yeah. Bill Morgan, I know you'd be one to encourage people to get involved with the Marshall County Athletic Foundation, to attend the induction dinner and the ceremony, and get a team in the golf tournament, and donate financially to the Athletic Foundation, because we've awarded thousands of dollars in scholarships over the past several years and been able to do a lot of things as far as upgrading some weight equipment and so forth for all of the student athletes at Marshall County High School. And as you say, the future is very, very bright, but more people need to be involved, right?
Exactly, and we're steps are being taken to do that. I'm seeing that happen. We've just this year we've gotten started this getting the athletic alumni involved and making contributions. And who is heading that up?
Dan Hudson.
Dan Hudson's handing that up, and he's doing a good job with it too, from what I understand. And there are people contributing to that as alumni to help facilitate the development of our programs at Marshall County, and also to provide for scholarships. And I'm really hopeful. I think, Jeff, I think our next big goal, what I'd like to see happen, and you've been pushing this, and you've talked about the Walk of Fame, where stones and bricks or people donate to that. But I'd like to see on that campus in the near future, not too distant future, a weight room, a gym where our athletes can train. And you've got to train the body if it's going to perform. And we do have, that's the one place we're lacking. Maybe somebody will step up, or maybe several people will step up, and we can get that done. I know the school board and the administration would like to have that happen, but I'm told that we have so many our square footage and that supports athletics, and the square footage area supports academics. Because of that, we can't right at this moment fund that. And I don't know what the formula is, but it's you probably know a lot more about that than I do. But I'd like to encourage everyone to come to the Hall of Fame dinner and to the ceremony, just support, not because I'm going to be there, but to support athletics and the Hall of Fame. And let's move this thing on out and get this foundation. And let's, you know, we can do a lot of things with this foundation. This foundation can be responsible for what we're talking about if we get more people involved.
Bill Morgan, been a real pleasure to have you here this morning. Thanks so much for your time. And again, congratulations on the honor of being inducted into the Marshall County Athletic Hall of Fame this year.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been a pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to meet with you and be with you and talk with you and to be in our committees together.